Are you sure that these men are here in Dodge, Mr. Hunter?
Reasonably so. Is there something about that photograph that makes you...
Well, it's too blurred to tell much about it. Besides, he'd be 17 years older.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell you what, Mr. Hunter, suppose you leave the picture and the descriptions with me, and I'll check around town, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, I wonder if you might suggest a good hotel.
Certainly. Why don't you try the Dodge House? It's a corner of Railroad Avenue at the end of the plaza, the east end. Tell the deacon I sent you.
Thank you again, Mr. Dillon. And I'll be grateful for any help you can give me in this matter.
Yeah, sure. So long. You want to see the photograph, Chester?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, Mr. Dillon, that is...
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Mr. Dillon?
I don't know, Chester. He's my friend. I never asked him anything about his life before he came here. Didn't seem to matter. But now the law says he's a murderer. I'm part of the law. So now it does matter.
Maybe it's not him.
No, it's him, all right, Chester. You saw it same as I did. It's Doc.
This is the first chance I've had this week to clean a few instruments properly. Gunshot wounds. Oh, Matt. I'll lay odds I'm the only doctor in the United States who makes 3/4 of his living off of gunshot wounds.
That's a rough country, Doc.
Yes, indeed it's a rough country.
Maybe you ought to have stayed back east.
Yes, huh? See, broken bones, babies, and gunshot wounds. Well, I wouldn't know the first thing about a good civilized case of gout anymore.
What part of the East did you come from, Doc?
See, I went to medical school in Boston. I studied consumption, colic, liver complaints. Never had a case of liver complaint in all the time I've been here, though.
No, I guess that kind of thing is more common down south, around Richmond, Virginia, for instance, huh?
Matt, stop beating around the bush. You've got something on your mind, and it's bothering you.
Look, Doc, a deputy sheriff from Virginia came in on the morning train. He's got a warrant for murder against a man named Calvin Moore. He's got a photograph of Moore taken 17 years ago. Would you like to look at it?
All things are taken from us and become portions and parcels of the dreadful past.
Are you Calvin Moore?
It wasn't murder, Matt. They said it was murder, of course. The Beauregards were an important family.
Would you like to tell me about it?
Oh, not much to tell, Matt. I had been in practice in Richmond about a year. There was a girl. Beautiful girl. With spirit and fire and that soft radiance that only Southern girls seem to have. And, me, that was so long ago.
I've been in the South myself, Doc.
Roger Beauregard and I were both courting this girl. He was a typical Virginia gentleman, hot-headed, used to having his own way. He started threatening me, warning me. And I laughed it off. Then one day I was coming back from a case and I ran into Roger on a country road. He had a pair of dueling pistols and he challenged me.
What? Well, that's not a crime, Doc. That's self-defense. It's not a crime here anyway.
Well, I tried to talk him out of it, but he was crazy mad. He shoved one of the pistols in my hand, and he pulled back on his horse, and he leveled his gun. I had no choice. We both fired. He missed. I didn't. Self-defense, yes, but there were no witnesses, and I was an outsider, a Yankee.
So you ran for it, is that it?
I ran for it. St. Louis, Virginia City, Montana Territory, the Panhandle, Wichita, Abilene, and Dodge. I changed my name to Charles Adams.
And the girl, Doc, what happened to her?
I waited for her in St. Louis. We were married there.